Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Peace, peace. What up, family? We back in the building. This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
This is Rigel.
Assalamu alaikum. Hotep Habarigani. This is Mufasa Ra.
And we are Collective Minds Radio. We back again, y'all, another week. This is the last show for the month of May. We about to head into June. You feel me? You know, thanks to everybody for joining us. At Collective Minds, we ain't all got to think alike, but we all have to think. So, yeah, y'all, hopefully, you know, we share constructive dialogue with the fam. Hit us up. The number is 929-477-1697. Collective Minds is not a spectator sport, so, you know, hit us up, share your thoughts, you know, let us know how you've been doing this week and what's going on. So before we get into, you know, before we get into the show or get into the dialogue, Queen Rigel and Brother Mufasa, how was y'all week, and do y'all have any announcements for us?
I had a great week. No announcements, though, for me. Nor now.
All right. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. My brother Mufasa Ra, how was your week, my brother? And do you have any announcements for us?
Yes, sir. I had a blacktastic week, and only announcement is Happy Memorial Day to those who celebrate.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you know, Memorial Day usually marked the kind of the beginning of summer, you know, for me, because it's kind of like, you know, the pools open up, the kids just got out of school and whatnot, you know, so it's kind of like one of them things where it marked the coming, the summer solstice that's upon us, but yeah, we here, it's at the end of May, we about to head into Gemini season, or we in Gemini season, you know, so shout out to all the Geminis. But, yeah, we here, fam. We in the building. So, you know, last week we was talking about the brother Kevin Samuels, but it seems like he is a very, let's say, a very polarizing character. You know what I'm saying? Because either you on one end of the fence or you on the other. And me personally, I've been kind of going back and forth. I watched the video, you know, a few days ago that I thought was pretty good, and I actually subscribed to the brother's YouTube channel. You know, and I thought that was pretty good. But then I watched a few more videos, and I got back on the fence. You know what I'm saying? I'm still subscribed. But maybe we can discuss these things and maybe you can chime in on this too, Brother Mufasa, because I had mentioned this to Rigel. Because something seems a little off. Now, the brother does come with some good information, and it seems a lot of his, you know, his topics are geared toward the black women, you know, how she behaves, you know, behaving like a wife, the dating scene, just, you know, what they call it, a life coach or, you know, an image consultant. He's one of those types. But it seems that he has a lot of opinions on women, you know, being women, which is good, and being feminine. But it seems like he has a lot of feminine ways himself. You know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of conflicted because when I hear the conversation with these women, it kind of sounds like they're talking to one of their girlfriends. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's me, but he kind of comes off as a little feminine and a little catty at sometimes, a little arrogant, you know, condescending, talking down to people. So I'm kind of back on the fence after watching, let's say, a total of 6 to 7 videos. But I wanted to get your opinion, you know, Mufasa, and then I guess Roger, you can chime in. Because Roger seems to think the brother may be part of the alternative community, maybe full-blown, you know, gay or whatnot. I'm not sure, but I know he has some feminine traits. And it's just confusing because he's a man trying to give women tips on how to be better women and better wives or partners or whatnot. But I don't know if I'm being clear, my brother.
Facts.
But, you know, if you could chime in or break that down for me, or how do you see, you know, him coming across as feminine and trying to coach women on how to be feminine as a man? If that makes sense. I don't know.
Yeah.
Holla at your boy, right, man. What's going on? All
right. Well, I'm going to say he comes across as, yeah, he definitely is a little arrogant, self-centered. Some may say that's just being, you know, confident. Don't bother me. Mm-hmm. And as far as if he was gay, look, most women talk to other women about their relationship problems anyway. So if he is gay, hey, he's just like one of the girls. Wouldn't that make him like one of the girls? So they need to listen
right
to him still.
Right, right.
And get some advice. Because, look, it could be the best of both worlds. He like one of the girls, but he's a man that has been in relationships with women. So you probably might want to really listen to him even more to get his advice and his opinion on things. Because I'm going to tell you the truth. Out of the stuff, whether he gay or straight, out of the things that I've heard him say, he ain't said nothing that offended me personally or that I 100% disagree with.
Mm,
you know,
right.
No matter who you are on this planet, there's always going to be somebody to disagree with you. You ain't going to never make everybody happy. So it's best to just talk your talk and do what you do. And, you know, if it works for you, it works for you. Because, like I said, you're never going to make a bad. They hated on Jesus. You know, Jesus.
They hated on
couldn't
you.
Make everybody happy. So, you know, Kevin Samuels ain't going to make everybody happy. But, like I say,
right,
I haven't heard anything he said that I could just straight up say, oh, no, he totally disagree with this. He may come off a little harsh at times. But, you know, like I say, to the women that he talked to, I think some of them need somebody to just give it to them raw and uncut. So him being straight or gay, it really don't even matter to me. You know what I'm saying? It really don't. Because like girls get relationship advice from their quote-unquote girlfriends all the time, you know, and probably some of their homosexual friends. So what difference does it make if he is gay or not? It ain't like he's bashing gay people. Now, I can see if he was bashing gay folks and he gay, but that ain't what he's doing. You know,
right,
he giving women relationship advice. So.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
I ain't got
indeed.
No problem,
okay,
brother.
That's...
And I'll say this, too. I want to say one more thing. You definitely 100% right, man. Like, the brother taking off right now. And you got to give it to him for his bill.
Yeah.
For his bill. Like, you know, his YouTube channel been around for a few years. It just took off with this within the past year, maybe a year and a couple months, when he started talking to women. You know, when you throw that rock into a pack of dogs, the one that you hit don't yell the most. You know, so
Right.
It hurts for some of these women hear this, and it hurts. Now, he was talking to men, wasn't getting nowhere. You know, he got a couple of, you know, views here and there, something like that. Nothing like what he's getting now. I mean, his interview he did with what's the guy's name? Not no jumper, but Joe Budden. If you go on Joe Budden's YouTube channel, that interview he did is now the number one as far as popularity. I think it's got like 3 million hits. 3 million.
Oh wow! Wow. Yeah, the one he did on No Jumper, he's taking off.
The one he did on No Jumper has got over 1 million hits. And from what I hear, it's quite possible he's getting ready to do a collab. I ain't too happy about this myself. But, you know, I understand it is what it is. But from what I heard, he's possibly being ready to get interviewed by DJ Vlad. I think that's in the mix.
Oh, okay. Right,
you know,
right.
once he hit Vlad stage, so a lot of people are seeing what he's talking about, men and women. Some agree, some ain't gonna agree. It is what it is.
Yes, indeed. It is what it is, as we say over here at Collective Mind. So yeah, but that makes sense. I mean, to be honest, you know. Whether he's gay or straight, the information, it is what it is. So that wouldn't matter. But like I said, he does come across, you know, talking to these women like a girlfriend, in my opinion, you know. Until he checks him. Right, right.
Then he doesn't know. Hold up. He's talking to
him. Yes, indeed. Queen Roger, did you want to chime in?
I guess.
We're waiting on you.
I mean, I'm just going to go into another direction. You know, it's a nice sunny day. I'm going to keep my energy nice and positive. So let's discuss these high-value men and women that he speaks about, because I'm still not 100% clear. When I listen to him, to me, the information kind of go back and forth. So I'm not really clear on what he considers a high-value woman to be and what he considers a high-valued man to be. Now, Mufasa, I know you are a major fan of him, and you subscribe to his practices and his theories and beliefs. So I would assume
She went all the way in.
Theories and beliefs.
Golly.
You feel me?
I mean, so
I ain't
gonna
say all
of
that now. Go. Go
ahead. He's a preacher. You go to his church, Mufasa.
Yeah. You are part of the congregation. Now, I don't know if you're paying tithes and offerings yet, but what I would assume you would have grasped his concept of a high valued man and a high valued woman, what they are. I'm sure. Can you speak for him as it relates to what he will sum up to be a high valued man and a high-valued woman?
Now, that's something that I hate doing right there. I hate speaking for others because, you know, it don't always come out right.
You do? I mean, I think speaking for somebody else. So often, especially him.
Yeah, but I've spoken for you before, and what happened? Hold up. That ain't what I said. So that's all I'm saying. I really don't like speaking for people because they're going to say I butchered up their words. But since you asked me, he's not here
exactly, and I'm asking you, and since you have spoken on his behalf before, so I figured you wouldn't mind doing it again.
All right, well, this is my opinion. Let me say that. This is my opinion. Now, the way I perceive it is, he equates a high-value man to a person making six figures or more, a fit individual, a man who knows how to fit, in shape, individual. a man who don't have kids spread all over the place. Assertive, confident man. These are some of the traits that I believe he considers as a high-value man. A high-value woman is a woman who's feminine. She's in shape as well. She don't have kids scattered all over the place. She knows how to take care of home. She knows how to keep his world at peace. She understands him and what he needs from her. Like I say, taking care of his home, being able to rear his children, take care of his children, feed them properly, get the right education in their children's heads. These are the type of women I believe that he considers to be high-value women.
Okay.
Dirty.
Okay, because I'm glad you cleared that up, because I wasn't sure on what it was, because I've heard women that would call into the show and they would speak about certain qualities that they have, and one in particular, the food that I was talking to you about over the weekend, the one young lady, she was giving herself credit for being able to cook natural foods and grow her own foods, and he shut that down and said, men, we don't care about that. High-value men don't care about that. We have money, basically. We go to the grocery store. He say that's not like a spectacular quality. So I was a bit thrown off because I thought that was one of the benefits of being a valued woman, being able to, make a good meal or, certain things. Like, at least being,
but with that particular... With that particular woman, though, did she have kids already?
Yeah, I believe she did. Yeah, she did. She had one.
Right.
She had one.
Right. So, see, the thing is, what he do is, yeah, her being able to, that would have been a wonderful thing had she not had a child by somebody else. As soon as you got a child by somebody else, that's like your food come up 2 points. Having a baby knock you down 5 points. That's basically how it works in his world. So that's why he was like, oh, that ain't good enough. So when she said that she got a kid by somebody else, it's like, oh. And how old was she? Was she still in her 20s? Was she in shape? So it's the whole package. So I'm going to tell you, straight up, as soon as you got a baby, as soon as he finds you got a baby, and it's a baby daddy lingering out there, it knocks you down. Several points.
But why would that knock down so you saying basically it just, you mean it knocks you down in the sense that it don't matter if you can garden or stuff like that because you have a baby. So it's like, forget that you can cook or forget that you know how to garden and eat natural foods. Forget anything else because you have a baby and the father is not around, then there's just no hope for you, basically, right? So if you have, if you're health conscious, it doesn't matter. If you have, good other qualities about yourself, like you're saying, keeping the house together, being able to keep a peaceful home and a peaceful environment, all those things does not matter anymore because you have a baby who has a father that's not around.
Not to a man who's generating, $300,000 or $400,000 more a year. Not that type of high. Now, what he tried to explain to them is, bring yourself down a little bit. Maybe instead of you looking for a man making $300,000 or $400,000, you need to go ahead and look at a man that's making, $60,000, $50,000, $40,000. Maybe you need to look at that. Quit saying, I got to have a man, because like the one video we looked at, where he was busting the old girl down, after she stood up there and was, talking about what she want out of a man, she said she can't be with a man making $40,000. And so he's like, so you ain't good enough. I mean, a man making 40 grand ain't good enough for you. But he pointed out to her that you're not good enough for a man making $400. So that's what he be trying to tell him, like, take, maybe you need to stop looking so high. You got yourself put way up on this pedestal, what you want. But you don't, what you bring to the table don't equate to that. So stop looking over all the other men, because like he always say, those men making that type of money and living the type of lifestyle these women want, that's only a small percentage of the men that's out here. So he like, why are y'all overlooking all these other men for that man? Humble yourself and give some of these other brothers a try. And then if you go out and have a, and you know, when you go out and make a baby, that's another thing you'd be challenging women to do. Really take the time to get to know who you having a child with. Make sure you having a child with somebody with some decent values. And once you lay down and make a baby with him, he feel like y'all should be together. Y'all should, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. When you make a child
right,
with somebody, yeah,
sense.
You should be committed to marrying that person and raising your family. So he just be telling them
right.
straight up for real, hey, don't just be laying down with anybody and everybody. Just you really need to take time and make sure this man is what you're looking for you have a child with. Once
that's
you have right. a child with, you do your best to make that work.
Okay, but
and
you
he
don't agree that
that's
though.
Now, he do not give men a pass. That's the other thing that people be thinking that. That he just give men a pass. No, that's not the case. It's just that right now, his videos are focusing on women, and that's where all the buzz is coming from. But no, he don't give men no pass. Go ahead.
So don't you guys agree that it's he who finds the wife, the man is the initiator, he's the provider, he's the head. Do you
mm-hmm.
agree with that or don't?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I agree. You say that the man is the head, right?
I say.
Right, he's the head, he's
yeah.
the provider, he's the initiator. Do you agree that he's
right.
the initiator?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. I agree with that.
Do you agree that it's he who finds the wife?
Okay, yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, so, and the reason I ask because there's been a video that I heard him speak about as it relates to these types of things, and he still put the focus on the woman when it comes to the relationship. Like, you suppose
mm-hmm.
you should have did everything you could to make it work. But if it's the man, the head,
right.
the initiator, the leader who decides to either be with the woman or not, then how
mm-hmm.
is it up to the woman if it's the man who may 9 times out of 10 walk out of the relationship and leave the relationship?
Well, in the videos I've seen, it's a lot of women that have left these relationships too. And what I would say is I think he's trying to tell them, like, this is the advice that I would give to young women. First off, when this man approaches you, You need to be asking questions about what's your goals in life, what are your plans
Absolutely.
In life, how long, what
Absolutely.
Are you looking for? Do you want to just date and hang out with me, or do you want to marry me? Because I'm not trying to. I really hate to say this, but because I know this ain't very realistic in this day and age, but you shouldn't even be trying to sleep with him unless he's marrying you.
Right,
so
that's what
at
I'm
least
saying.
If you are, you need to be protecting yourself. So a lot of that stuff do go on the women, unless the man just straight up threw you out of bed and took your goodies and raped you. Like, the woman has the control. She can tell that man, no, I'm not sleeping with nobody unless I'm married. I'm definitely not gonna sleep with nobody without no protection, and unless we're married. And I know the type of man that I'm marrying. Yeah, you ain't got to be making $700,000, but I do got to know that you have a plan, and some drive in what you want to do with your family.
Right.
You can't tell me you want to work at McDonald's for the rest of your life, because that's not going to be good enough.
Right.
And if that is, oh, go ahead. Go ahead. You got something to say. Go ahead.
Right. No, I was saying I agree, and that's what I was saying when we had a relationship discussion before, and I was saying how people move too quick. You know, so a lot of times, I agree, you're right. People move way too fast. Remember, I always said that I'm always uncomfortable with meeting strangers. And that's what happens when you meet strangers, and then you move fast because you don't know them, and you're still operating with a person that's really, truly a stranger to you because there's still so much about them you don't know. So it is better to know them. I've expressed this to you guys before, that I always felt more comfortable dating someone that I knew. You can't just come up to me at a grocery store and ask for my number. I don't know you well enough. I just don't, and I'm not comfortable with just meeting and dating strangers. I will have to, you know, know you or have some type of tie. Maybe it's someone that introduced us, or someone knows you, or something like that, or we were in an environment for a period of time, and we got to know one another over a period of time first before we even exchanged numbers or before we even went out. There's certain things about a person that I need to know before I even want to hang out with you, because I don't allow everybody into my personal space because I have to protect myself and my space around me, and I can't put that in the hands of nobody else. So I'm not going to just go hanging out with some stranger, and I don't even know how you even conduct yourself in public. I don't know how you respond to people, how you even problem solve. I'm just not comfortable. So I totally agree with that. So in that sense, I agree that when it comes to those types, to that point when they're moving too fast and they decide to sleep with somebody that they don't know, and yeah, I do agree that is the woman's responsibility.
Let me ask you
to
this.
Check this.
You remember offhand, what were the age groups? Like, he got three categories of age groups that, you know, when it comes to meeting a man. Well, you know, he got the no man's land. Remember that? And the danger zone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
And then the stage
before that. Do you remember the ages of, like, no man's land? When they're, like, 35 or 36. I think no man's land is 36 or 60. So what I'm talking about, basically, people, is Kevin Samuels has this chart, basically, these age groups. And I believe it's 36 and above is the no man's land. I mean, if you ain't found the man by then, it's going to be real hard for you. You basically in no man's land. And I think it was from 29 or 28 to the 35 is the danger zone. That means, hey, you better get in gear if you want to find a husband, because you fastly approaching no man's land.
If you don't care,
that's funny.
From 28 to 36, I believe, that is the danger zone. You are in the danger zone. You know, you better get busy getting your mate. Because once you hit 36, you in no man's land. It's really hard. So prior to 28 on down to 18, he like, those are your golden years. Those are the years that you should have been focused on finding the right husband and getting them. That's when you should have been doing everything you need to do to get your husband. You should have been staying in shape. You should have got, you know how to be feminine. You know, if you have to go to places where you can meet these type of men and let yourself, you know, sit there and review a book and look cute and let them approach you. But these are the types. From that 18 up to that 28 age, that's when you need to be with your fishing line out there trying to get your husband. Now, I'll say this. I may not 100% totally agree with everything when it comes to those categories, but I agree with a lot of it. You know, if young ladies were raised properly and taught what they should be looking for in a young man and a husband, yes, in those young years, yeah, that's the perfect time to meet your mate. If you meet a guy at 20, 21 years old and y'all date and, you know, he show you these signs that you're looking for, you know, 3-4 years go down, y'all can marry, y'all still in the prime of y'all life. Now, once you hit, you know, that 28, 29, 30-year-old, once you hit 30, I'm going to say once you cross 30, once you cross 30, you're in the danger zone. You still out here, you ain't settled down. You've been dating some dude for 10 years. She ain't put a ring on you. You made a messed up and came out of them 20s with, you know, a baby or two. Now, it's going to be a little tough because these men looking at you like, uh-oh, you got a baby. I'm going to have to take care of your baby. Oh, shoot. Do I want you or not? When I could just give me somebody who ain't got no kids. And once you hit 37, shoot, look, by then all the good men are taken. And, you know, we've had that talk before when we've had our relationship talk. By the time you in your, you know, late 30s, the good men are gone. They're going to be like unicorns. For you to find you a good man that's going to do what you want to be, a good husband to you, he either is newly widowed, or like I say, you just lucked up and found you a unicorn. Because they all taken. The good men are taken by that age. They're in relationships. So you're going to have to settle for, you know, being a concubine. That's how I look at it. I said that before. We even was talking about Kevin Samuels.
Right.
Dude, I'm just keeping real. All the good men is in relationships. I don't know. We did this, 2-3 years ago. I don't know no men over 35 that are single that I can that I can say that's a good enough man that, yeah, I want you to hook up with one of my family members. It is something. When you dig into their character, that man, there's something wrong with him. There's something up with him. If he's 35 and he's out there lingering around and ain't settled down, he got something going on. He just hoeing in the streets, his substance abuse, he broke. It's something going on. Borderline gay. It's something. So I went on a rant there. We gave a lot of information, but yeah, those are those three categories that Kevin Spencer talked about, and I somewhat agree with that.
Because we have some single men call in on that show too.
Mm-hmm.
They're single.
Mm-hmm.
And
they sure do.
So what we should have asked them was, how tall are you? What's your pant size?
No, we ain't had to ask them that. No, because your height and all that. See, that's where women be getting it twisted at. They look into some of the physical things and they overlook, is he a provider? Is he not a drug abuser? Would he possibly make a good father? Does he take care of his parents? You know, a man that is there for his mother is going to be there for you. They don't look at them things. You know what I'm saying? They don't look at, you know, is he 35 years old and he's still working at McDonald's? Or does he have some education and some type of trade under his belt where he's going to keep a career? They don't do that. They want to look at, is he tall, is he dark, is he handsome, can he knock it down? See, and all that stuff don't equate to you having a high-value husband.
They sure don't.
You're going to end up running up in you and possibly leaving you with a baby or two. And he off on to go run over another one.
Wow.
Well, them types of women have to be world. Yeah, because they out here praying on good women.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Okay, so how do you balance then? Because he also talked about how men and women are so different, especially in younger years. So if you're talking about age 20 to 26, and the female is always, what Kevin would say, supposed to be ready and groomed. So what about the guys within that category, the age group that's not ready? How do you balance that? So are you suggesting that the women from 20 to 26 just be what? Like how their dating life supposed to be if they're dealing with a group of men in that same age category that's immature, not ready, still want to sow their royal oats, and still, you know, test this out, test that out, and they just still in just hopping around and doing what they do, not being responsible. How do you make that balance work?
Well, I would say
the young girl should get older women.
Yeah, I mean, and this is coming from someone that you say is good men out here. So, you say that there are plenty of good men out here. So once you get with a man that's like that, don't stay with him. If you see he's not right, like I said, don't lay down and give him no baby. And if he ain't showed the signs of some act right, then he willing to put a ring on you after, you know, 3 years tops. It's time to move on. For me, it's 3 years tops. Now, I'll tell y'all this. In my younger years, and look, I'll be 100% transparent here. When I was a young man in my 20s, I used to always say a woman got to do a 10-year bid with me before I would be willing to do that. But that's when I was younger and not as mature. You know what I'm saying? He should know, if you're dating this man, you should know after a certain amount of years if he's going to stay with you or not. It don't take that long for you to realize if he's going to hang in there with me and he's going to be a provider for me and help me and help, you know, take care of our children. It don't take that long. If he showed the signs that he's not going to be a good provider and he's not going to do that, then you got to cut him. Cut him loose and move on. I mean, right, you say there's other ones out here, so don't sit down and waste time with him for 10
I asked that question because I want you to answer based off you and Kevin's perspective, not mine, because you're right. I do think that there are, you know, plenty of good men out here, but you said you don't, and based off of how Kevin described things, he's already said on the show that I listened to that those men, that age, because someone brought it up too, and he acknowledged that, yeah, they're just not ready at that age, and he said because men and women are just different. So, and that he's not the first, I mean, let's keep it real, he's not the first person to say that. That's just been said forever, you know, men and women are different, women grow up faster than men. So, you know, he's just repeating that. And so, yeah, don't answer based off of my perspective, but answer based off of the perspective that you believe when you say that it's not a lot of good men out here. So how do you make that balance under that understanding if you have a group of women from 20 to 26, whatever, and the pool of men that they have to pick from in that same age category is just not ready. So what's the balance? And that's why I asked, are you suggesting that the women that between the ages of 20 to 26, they just shift and date the older men, and then when that group of men grow up, then they get the younger women? Is that how it should be done? Then everybody just date outside
That's one way. That's one way, or the circle of dumb young men that you're around, you need to remove yourself from that circle and put yourself in a different circle. There are good young men out here. It's just, my opinion, women don't put themselves in the right position. Now, I won't say women because that's generalizing. A lot of these women don't put themselves in the right position to meet these men. Because, look, I know coming up in my time, the women in my circle, they always wanted the bad person. They wanted the drug dealer, the gang banger, the whole mongler. That's what they wanted. You know, the quiet nerdy guy might have had only one girl that wanted to holler at him. All the rest of the girls, they wanted what they should not have wanted. And I think that's heavy out here. I think that goes on more so than not, where women just attracted to no good men. It's good guys out here. So, yeah, if you sit there and you couldn't find him, you didn't get in the right circles in your 20s, then, yeah, if he in his early 30s and he's still single, you better go ahead and get it and scoop you up one of them. Scoop you up one of them 31, 32-year-old men who ain't settled down. Because I'm telling you, once they hit 30, by the time he hit 35 and he a good man, he got gone. He is out of there. He's out of there. You're going to have to accept him with somebody else. I don't know no 35-year-old good man still that ain't got no woman. He must really be really very shy. He has to be super duper shy or something. Yeah, he ain't got no woman.
Socially awkward. Right. He got, what they call it. He's socially awkward.
He in his shell. He must really be in his shell.
Like, for
all
real.
These women out here.
Yeah,
I mean, sure. But give us your thoughts, Brother Kev. Did I say anything wrong, brother? Am I talking right for the brothers? What? Tell me what you think, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think for the most part, you're on point on some, you know, on a lot of the things. Because, like you said, I kind of, you know, kind of agree with you know, the notion that yeah, if you're over a certain age and you're not with a woman, then there's something going on. Because for one, it's more women than men. Yeah, some ain't right because it's more women than men. You know, it's plenty of women out here. We see them all the time. And even the people that Kevin Samuels be dealing with, he deal with a lot of women, you know, that's quote-unquote successful. These may be business owners, entrepreneurs. You know, they may have multiple degrees. But they baby mamas and they single, you know, for the most part. And there's a reason for that, which I think he touches on that too. Because you're looking for a high-value man, but, you know, even in the black community, the high-value men are slim picking. And I think that's pretty much in a lot of communities. But, you know, the high-value men are slim picking. And why would he go with somebody that's 35 with two kids when he could get somebody younger with no kids and start a family for real, as opposed to just, you know, joining a blended family or whatnot. So, I think you'd be on point with that. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm still subscribed to the brother, but I was kind of on the fence. I don't know. It just be, you know, the way he talked to him. It's entertaining. You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of it, he does it for the entertainment. But, you know, he do be kind of going in a little bit to me. But,
yeah.
I think
yeah,
the brother
we know,
on
like,
point. And, yeah, go ahead.
So let me ask you guys this thing.
At the core, that's a good message. Yeah, he says some stuff on.
Yeah.
He do some things on the outskirts for the entertainment, but at the core of his message, he on point. There's really no getting around it. The core, but he be on point.
Right. I agree.
Let me ask you that. If all these women are so messed up and so, you know, dysfunctional and need all this help and all this rough talk and slander and disrespect and rough housing. All these women need these things.
Rough housing.
If all these women are and women is in that bad of shape, how can you convince me so easily that, okay, a high-value man can go easily go get another good woman then, if women is in this bad of shape. So is he just going to pass up a potential good woman that have one or two kids just to go get somebody young with no kids and they in bad shape? I mean, we need Kevin out here to fix these things for all these women that's broke down and mentally messed up. How is it going to be that easy for a high-value man to just because she's young, does that automatically make her qualify because she have no kids? What about the other things that a high-value man will want in his life? I mean, how can it just be that easy for him then?
And it's not. So according to him, it's not. That's why he always saying that these are the things that he hearing, that he hearing from men. This is why a lot of these men are saying that they can't find women.
Okay.
According to
Right. So that's why when he say, so that's why if he say, then why would he, if a woman who have two children and like, well, I have two children, but, you know, I'm peaceful, I'm responsible, you know, I'm not, I don't have a ghetto mentality, you know, I'm positive, I want to build a family the right way, I want to be supportive to my mate, you know, all these mm-hmm. other qualities, why would he say to a woman mm-hmm. like that, forget that, mm-hmm. ain't no man tripping off of that, you know, because you have two kids, why would this high-value man pick you with two kids when he can go get a youngster with no kids? But the youngster may not have the same other values, though. Like, and how would it be that easy for him to just go get a youngster?
Because you got to remember, these high-value men that they talking about, he's already said that they, like, in the top, I think, like, 2% of men. There's not a lot of them to go around. So those little small percentage of men, yeah, they can go and handpick whoever they want. They don't have to.
Right, but
they're going to
be the right type of
people. And he's trying to tell. Say it again.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, he's telling those women. He's telling those women that stop looking at that higher tier of man. Get you somebody that's making a little bit less. You know, maybe there's a man out there that's making, you know, $50,000 that, you know, y'all are compatible. He might be, that man making that $50,000, he might be willing to put up with your baby. But a man that's making $300,000, $400,000, CEO of this, that, and the third, he's less likely to deal with you and your offspring and you not being in tip-top shape and, you know,
right,
and,
but that's
and
what I'm,
you being older, he's less likely to deal with you. He's going to keep on. He's at that point when he balling, you know, he at the point now where he just running through women. He just getting young women. He just want arm candy now. And that's not saying I'm not saying that that's a good thing. You get what I'm saying? Not saying that that's good. He just telling
right,
these women,
the
women are saying that's what they want. They want that type of man. He's trying to tell them, you don't qualify for that type of man. Because that type of man, basically
just
now.
Just want I can.
He really just want. Yeah, that's really all
he
wants.
Want
and
I
if he do.
So he's not looking,
he
he's
is,
not looking for
care.
A responsible woman, really. He just really wants
if
eye
he,
candy.
If he get one, he going to get
so
one that's younger. He going to get him a younger one. He gonna if he
right.
dating those
but,
eye candy,
right, but,
and he come across one that's gonna be right, yeah, he gonna wife her up. He'll keep her in here, wife her up.
So you saying it is, or is not easy, that easy? Because if he's saying, why would? Cause okay, we there's Kevin here, right? He's rescuing, he's the North Ark of women. He's swooping all the women up and fixing them, giving them all the advice because women is in bad shape. Women is in bad shape. We need help. We don't know how to do this, don't know how to do that. We need his advice.
Not all women.
Okay.
Not all women.
Okay. So, but he says that. He says that. He usually uses the word women. This is what's wrong with you women. And he don't break it down like you saying. So that's why I was asking. I'm like, well, if that's the case, if these women, if women in this bad of shape like that, well, we need a Kevin Samuels, then how can it be just that easy for a man to even throw away a good woman and say, shoot, forget that. I'm going to go, you know, roll the dice over here. So like it would be just equally as hard for him as it would be for a female. It's like both parties are in bad shape to me, because I personally think that a lot of men are in bad shape too when it comes to relationships. You know, I just think it's,
right.
You know, you got men that's in bad shape, you have women that's in bad shape. I guess he just chooses to
sometimes
just...
Sometimes you just don't. But what you always, I think just one of the mistakes that you and other people make, they be thinking that Kevin Samuels is always speaking for high-value men, and that's not the case. He really be speaking for men who are quote-unquote not as high-value, who the women are overlooking because they want this high-value man. They overlooking the man who's making $50,000, $60,000, you know what I'm saying? And that they may have to help out a little bit. They overlook him because they like, oh, you ain't good enough. They tell him he's not good enough. But the man that they want, Kevin Samuels is trying to tell them, you're not
don't
what
want
he
you.
Wants. You give him,
yeah.
He don't want you.
Right.
This man that you,
right, so
that you waiting on and you dogging out all these other men to be with this quote-unquote high value man, he don't even want you like that. Why don't you give these other brothers a genuine try and stop, you know, making their lives hell and getting them opportunity? Maybe you shouldn't have left him because, you know, he wasn't doing everything you wanted. Maybe you should have just kept working on your relationship instead of you dumping him because he ain't good enough. What are you going to say?
Right. Now this leads to my question. This is for both of y'all. So can a man still be the head of the household if his wife, woman, spouse makes more than him? You know, do you feel like, Brother Mufasa, you could still be the head of the household if your girl made more money than you, and Queen Rigel, if you made more money than your partner, you know, would you respect him as the head of the household?
Okay.
Oh, you got quiet. You hear some crickets.
Because I didn't know who you wanted to go first.
You can go first.
Mufasa first. So
I posted both of y'all, right. Yeah, you can go, though.
Go ahead, right.
Go ahead, Ryan. He want to piggyback off of me. Okay. So.
I'll go first. I'll just go ahead and drink on my drink. I got to say.
I mean, on this, we may be kind of equal a little bit, but I personally think he can. However, I do think it will be at the humbleness of the female. I think he has to have the right female that honors the male and female role. So if that female who is making more don't honor the male and female role, then, yeah, that can be a potential problem in the household. But if you have a female who is humble and honors the female and male role of the home, then I think it can work.
Okay, can I go?
Where he can be the leader of the household. He can be the head of the household.
And make less.
Ooh-wee. Brother
okay,
Kev,
okay.
I'm gonna try not to be graphic. But I gotta say it like
Let's
this.
Get it.
To be in that type of situation, you better have a penis made of diamonds and gold. You better be putting D O W N.
down
in order to be able to be the head of that household. You better be blowing her back out. Because if you're not, oh, she's running that house. Because she's going to feel like she got the power. She's going to run that household. Ain't no woman going to let her go. If a woman making is the breadwinner, and her guy making less than she is, and he and she got the money to take care of everything, she ain't going to let that money nothing. She's like, you like Roger said, it's going to take a whole lot of humbling. And the only way to really get humble like that is, I don't see no woman even humbling herself like that unless the man is just really putting it down on her. Like, he got to have a diamond penis. He got to be laying her out for her to humble herself like that. You can't give a woman that type of power.
Is that true,
right? Okay, but what's the power, though? Okay, so the male-female role in the household. The men does
this is what I mean.
What?
This is what I mean. Is she gonna take all her money and put it in his bank account and let him pay the bills and govern the house? Do you think she's gonna do that? Because
I don't think that's necessary.
I know it ain't necessary.
I think it's necessary. Why does she have to give him the money in order for him to be the head?
Okay, well, what else gonna make him the head? What decisions is he going to make?
His leadership, you know.
Okay, leadership as far as what?
His I mean, like how he leads
what
and advise.
With her money?
Yeah, I mean, he can advise. You don't have to say tell her what to do, but so he can advise. Like, okay, he can advise, and if she, you know, it's because you still have to communicate regardless who had the money. What if they making the same amount of money? You know, what if they equally on the same financial thing? You still have to have communication with one another. So it's. I don't know if it's necessary for the woman to have to give the man her money. So what if they on the same page? In order for him to be a step ahead of her, she still have to give him her money? I think that's just communication.
Let me try to put it like this. I bet you any money, this is how I look at it. If you got, in this situation, say the man is sitting up budgeting, he's a leader, he's advising. And he's sitting back looking at her finances, and he is, especially hers, because she's making more. And he said, okay, baby, we don't need to do this room addition. We don't have the money for that right now. We don't need to get the room addition, and we don't need to go get a new BMW. And we don't need to go get a new BMW. We need to hold off on this. This now is not the time. He's advising her. You think she's going to listen to that?
And now she got the money, you're right.
She's going to be like, man, I want this room addition now, and I'm finna go do it.
Right, I got the money.
New
we can do it.
I'm
right.
going to
we
get it.
It.
Yeah.
Right.
She's going to listen to his advice.
Yeah. So then you're going against the head. You're going against the man.
Yeah, you're going against the head. Now, that ain't all situations, but that's 8 times out of 10.
Unless
she got a penis of diamond, and she like, whew, she just all of a sudden think about how he can turn that tail up, and how if she don't want to make him mad and lose him, and lose her diamond penis, she might go ahead and do like you said, to humble herself and look, okay, baby, all right, you right, daddy. She might do that then.
Mm.
I mean, but I would I would want to know. Okay, so when are you thinking it would be a good time to add this room on in? I would need answers
next year.
You know, because if he's just like, we just don't need it. Okay, if he could say next year, depending on what the room is actually being built for. If it's something that's not a big deal, then it's not a big deal. Wait till next year. But if it's like, say, for instance, if I'm expecting a baby and this is for an addition for the baby to come, the room for the baby, that's different. Okay, well, if it's just the room for Just because room, then yeah, you can wait a year for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about when that new Audi come out? And she wants that. She wants that new Audi. Today, this summer. I want it this summer. And he's saying, no, baby, you don't need to go spend our money on that new Audi. No. Go ahead. And she got the money. She go get her new Audi.
Okay, well, see, I think
she's
that's
going
a
to
flaw
get her
on
new
the
Audi.
Man. I think that would be more of a flaw on the man than the woman. Because why wouldn't he want her to be able to get a new car that she likes and she can afford it? Why wouldn't he want that? So I think that's more of a flaw in the man than the woman.
You're right. You're right. I see. I know. I'm
for
not going
to
win that argument.
To say,
so you're right.
For him to say, for him to say, no, don't, if she can afford it and he's still like, no, that's like, what issues do he have within him that he don't want to see his lady happy and with nice things that she wants? So if it's not coming with an explanation, then that could be a problem. Speaking for myself personally, that can be a problem if it's not coming with an explanation like, oh, baby, you know, I want to do this first, or I heard this about this car, or certain things like that. Now, we can have a discussion about it. But if it's not coming with, if he just like, nah, we can't afford that. And that's not enough because I'm like, I can afford it.
But what if he gives his explanation and his explanation still ain't good enough? Is the woman going to still say, well, baby, you the head. You're making decisions because you are the head of the household. So whatever you say, I put it on you. Or she is going to go ahead and go get that move. You tell me. I say 8 times out of 10, she's going to get what she, if he don't give a good enough explanation for her, she's going to get that move.
Right.
She's like, I think I can handle this. I'm going to get this. She ain't finna say, well, you know, husband. Well, you know, you are the head household, so I'm gonna go by. I'm gonna follow your lead on this. She ain't gonna do that,
right?
No, she's not.
It's an old saying: say, pay the cost to be the boss.
There it is. There it is.
That's what it is.
As much as when you paying all the bills, you know, and you feel like, you know, I'm carrying the load, and I could imagine as a woman, you like, I'm going to be dictating this, I'm going to be dictating that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's just part of that deal, so, yeah, and that's what Kevin Samuels be speaking on. So it's like, what do these women do if they can't find a high-value man? And I think part of what he's telling them is you're going to have to humble yourself. You know what I'm saying? You may have to get somebody making less and then just humble yourself, which I can understand. Right, it's hard. I'm a PhD. I got a master's. I got this. I make $90,000 a year. You know what I'm saying? But this is the dilemma that folks is in, you know, when it comes to dating and whatnot. So, very interesting.
That's why he be playing in sound bites like that, right? I got a PhD. That's why he be playing. She ain't finna listen to no man's tongue. I got a PhD.
You heard me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can't say no. I know Fossil was throwing a little shade over here. I better just stay under the umbrella. Stay under the palm trees. I won't come out and say anything, but that is true. I will more than likely just get the Audi.
Get the Audi. Right.
I
don't care what you're talking about.
I'm
about to get
the
stuff.
Audi.
get that Audi.
I felt like it was, you know, I was within right, but my circumstance was different because I have a provider who does make more than me, and I still was like, okay. But nevertheless, I'll just leave it alone.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
All right. Well, anything else y'all want to bring up? Y'all ready to hit these call lines or what?
Okay. Yeah, we can. Area code 314. Okay, 381. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question on
who providing for you?
You provide for you,
Rigel.
Uh-oh. I shouldn't have said that.
It's going to be some big trouble.
I should not have said that. That actually wasn't even true. This is just pure entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys been on a roll, man.
I know.
Yeah. We're a little behind today. We just been chopping it up, you know. Yeah.
I was at the bar.
Yes, we did.
Your president, Biden, is going ridiculous, giving $460 some odd million to the countries down in South America.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. I
missed
that
one.
The infrastructure bill, people say only 10% is going toward infrastructure. The rest is going towards all kinds of things. A D.C. statehood, Puerto Rican statehood, and everything else. But this is one thing I want to talk about. Why come these school districts don't say no sports until you bring up the academic performance? Normally, school district, and I'm just bringing this now because y'all know about it, they have a graduation rate of 70% to 74%. Math proficiency is 5%. Reading is 10%. Now, if they got 615 students, and 5% of that is 30. How many players on a football team? 40. How many players on a basketball team? 20. That's 65 players. All 65 of them players are not meeting their academics. And the ones that are probably not even playing sports. So they should cut out all sports until the academic scores for these teams, these schools, come up. Hell, my grandson's high school, if his grades wasn't a certain, he couldn't play sports. And if he didn't meet my specifications, he wasn't playing. So why let this go on?
I still think that's the case. Do they let them play if their grade's not up to par?
Absolutely. They shouldn't be playing anyway, Kevin. Come on, man. Look at East St. Louis.
Go ahead.
East St. Louis has got about 900 and some odd students. Their math proficiency is less than 1%. Reading is 3%. When you go out into the Hazelwood School District, Hazelwood East is the worst, Hazelwood Middle is worse, and Hazelwood West is getting bad. So if you cut the sports out until these scores come up, and then if they don't come up, because these kids are going, where are they going to go? They can't read. I mean, think about that.
Yeah, I definitely think if your grades ain't up to par, then it should be a criteria and you shouldn't be able to play sports.
Let me tell you something else, too. I was looking at the schools in the southern states, like Louisiana, and the name of the school buildings. Do you know that black kids that go to school buildings that's named after Robert E. Lee, Andrew Jackson, and Stonewall Jackson, they score higher in math and reading than the black children that go to schools named after Louis Armstrong, Mahalia Jackson, and one other I can't think of right now. So these school names on the buildings don't mean anything, right? I mean, is that what they're saying? If you go, if black kids are majority at Robert E. Lee, and they outscoring the kids who are majority at Louis Armstrong, Mahalia Jackson, and another known name hero, then the name of the buildings don't mean anything if the kids are not performing. And I emailed you that information, Collected Binds. Anyway, that's all I want to hit on. You guys are running kind of late. Some other people might want to get some words in.
Yes, indeed. We appreciate you. Yes, indeed.
You know, I got to tell y'all this real quick.
Yeah.
When he brought up about Joe Biden, and people, you know, I might catch heat over this, but I mentioned it before. There ain't no secret. I don't even acknowledge Joe Biden. I don't look at nothing this whole year. I don't look at a press conference. I don't look at a clipping. I don't read nothing. Like, I don't even pretend. I pretend that him and Kamala just don't even exist. Because I'm just so disgusted with the whole process of how they came into office and what they stand for and what they're about. Like, they really disgust me. I don't even pay them any attention. So I know it's a lot of underhanded things going on that have slipped by me because I'm still at the surface. Like, I can't stand them. I can't stand either one of them. So y'all have to be up there on things that him and Kamala put down because I don't even, when I see their face, I just go in a whole other direction.
Yes, sir.
I can't stand them.
Yeah. Yeah, they out here, you know, doing their thing and for trying to finesse the people. You know, per usual.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm with you, brother. I don't mess with him. I don't watch no press conferences.
Yeah, I didn't know nothing about him sending money down south.
Yeah, I don't do their press conferences or nothing. I just kind of, you know. No, sir. But, yeah, people voted for him. And, it ain't even been a whole year since they've been in office. This is the first few months, and they already looking bad out here. And spending money in all the wrong places.
Was that right? You said you heard a little bit about this?
I just saw some of the headlines about it.
You know, before you get to the next caller, as a black woman, do you pay any attention to what the supposed black woman who's the vice president, do you pay any attention to the things that she do or say? Are you following her at all, you supposed black woman?
I follow her, but here lately I just haven't been as involved in getting a lot of the political information here lately just because my schedule. But I do try to keep up with some things. But I haven't, here lately, my schedule been kind of messed up, so I haven't been able to pay as much attention as I would like to with what they're trying to do and want to do. Because some things, as a business owner, does affect me, so I do try to keep up with some things if I can. You know, so they speaking a lot about things with as far as like what they want to do for small businesses and, you know, I have a business. I have more than one, so I try to be involved to some level of degree, you know, when I can. But just here lately, actually probably the past month, been a little, I haven't been consistent at all over the past month. I've been kind of busy. But I do follow her.
But this whole year, she done anything impressive to you?
No, not anything that I'm right now aware of, no. Mm-mm.
Okay. I can't stand her. I can't stand her like people couldn't stand Trump. That's how bad I can't stand her. I can't stand her more than I can't stand Joe Biden. Ain't that horrible? I just can't stand her. I hate her worse than I hate Joe Biden. And you know why? Because she's a liar. Because, oh my God.
This is true.
I don't even want to start. Oh, yeah, so.
But you know they say Trump is a liar.
Yeah. That's what they do say.
Trump ain't never pretended to be a black person. This woman sat here and pretend to be black and ran with it, knowing doggone well she ain't black. She ran with it.
That's why they passed the Asian hate crime bill, don't you?
Right. Yeah. See, she got in there and got something done from Asia, because remember, she was claiming black, Asian. She was claiming Indian. She was claiming anything that was convenient at the time. When she around black people, she black. When she around the East Indian, she Indian. When she around Asian, she
Asian.
Kamala the chameleon. You feel me?
Yep.
Kamala the chameleon. So
Trump,
whatever is politically beneficial, she going to be that.
I do think that a lot of that was her hand involved with when it came to that.
Right. Now, y'all know Trump been kind of quiet, right? So y'all know he still can run in 2024. You know, that's still on the table. They've been kind of hinting at it. I've seen a few articles here recently talking about it. But don't think Trump is out the game.
Yeah.
You know, I think he proceeds somewhere playing golf and strategizing, you know, his next move for 2024. So, yeah, be on the lookout for that. That's good. That'll be very interesting.
Right.
But, yeah, so y'all want to, we got time for one more call, I think, or what?
Eric, 9572, caller. You're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
How come since when did relationships become about the price tag on a man's head?
Now repeat that.
It's because I said since when did relationships become about the price tag over a man's head? Just because he makes six figures, what does that have to do with anything involving a relationship? You know,
I would answer that. You have to go all the way back in time.
Well, the reason why I say this is because just from where I'm at, I see women sticking by their man. They living on the street riding bicycles together, going from that house to that house. But but men like myself, we don't have much money, but we own everything we got. And we work hard to get it. And it's just, and like I said, you still have half because they'd rather get them still dope boys that make $10,000. And then another thing is women always saying, I can't find no good men. So they're looking in and it'd be good men right in front of their face. And they'd be saying that just to good men. And it's like we get slapped in the face, like, you know? And then you're talking about men over a certain age, there's something wrong with us. We single. No, a lot of men like myself who are a certain age are more likely single due to the fact that we've been married, been in relationships, and we find it much more peaceful and relaxing not to be in a relationship with all the extra stress and BS.
It is what it is. So you know what that means? So you know what does that mean, Carla? That means you've been hurt. So that is something wrong because you've been hurt by previous marriages. That is something wrong. Would you disagree?
Well, you could say that, but then a lot of it is I've been in relationships where women would get mad if I go buy
the shit went sour.
I go buy tools. That's a bad thing. She go buy useless shit. Fishing lines, that's okay. You know, shit like that, you know. But it is what it is. So.
Yeah, and then I would also recommend maybe changing your environment, too, when it comes to selecting women, because if you only run across women that want doughboys and drug dealers, then I can guarantee
there
you that's
there
not a lot. That's not every woman.
I know there are two places I avoid meeting women. Two places. Bars and gas stations.
Roger don't like either one of them.
I wouldn't recommend any of my brothers, and I have four of them. And I wouldn't recommend it. Two of them is on the line right now. I would not recommend them to meet any woman at a gas station.
Bars and gas stations.
Really, at a bar either.
Right.
Yeah, I told you she don't like neither one of them.
Hospital.
You need to go down. You need to go down to church and get you a good wholesome girl. Get you a good wholesome girl.
If you meet at the hospital, she gotta be.
Oh yeah, women at church. Most of the women in church. Most of the women in church are just as fake as the ones out on the street.
He was just being humorous.
But
so let me ask you this, Colin, real quick: have you ever been in a relationship with a woman that made more money than you? And if so,
yes,
how did it go? How did it go?
I still paid all the bills, and she claimed to be the boss, but she paid the car. But yet I paid all the bills.
Are you guys still together?
She was making $30-some dollars an hour.
Are you guys still
together?
Uh-huh.
Are you still together?
Oh, yeah, I'm still together.
No, we ended up splitting up.
Okay, well, it didn't work out.
She was too shallow. But, no, that did not work out.
Okay.
Well, that is. Hey, keep that going.
All right, that is.
You, Kevin, you listen to Kevin Samuels. You keep listening to Kevin Samuels, man, and, you know, I hope that sooner or later the right woman comes your direction. That you would say, hey, I don't mind giving this a try again, but I understand you protecting yourself. I get it.
Well, you also got to remember, I also live in a small community, so it's a very slim picking. So you either got to take one that's got a bunch of babies or take a crazy one.
Right on. Thanks for calling me.
Yeah,
right on. Appreciate
in those circumstances, I mean, you also have to look at life like this. Sometimes you have to lose something to gain something. And so if you're in a small community and those are your picks, I mean, it's a bigger world out here, though. So you got to ask yourself, do you want to just be... You just want to have to pick between women that have a bunch of kids or women that shallow, or do you want to spread your wings? Like, what's your priority? If having a woman or a wife doesn't mean that much to you, or the quality of woman that you have is not that big of a deal, then I guess stay there. But if that's a priority for you, if that's a big deal for you, then, hey, it's a big old world out here. I'll say go outside the box.
Right.
Go get them. It's he who finds the wife. Go out, take a trip one day. You and your boys or something, to meet somebody and bring it to your town. So I mean, it's ways to get around that. I don't think that's a tough situation that you're in, you know. But let me ask you guys this: so if you're dating, you're in the dating stage with someone. You guys been dating. You've been taking it kind of slow. It's over a year, maybe 2 years or so, that you guys are still just courting. And the lady who you are interested in, but you just haven't went to that next step yet, and she, you know, she's trying to get something done to her home, remodel. Maybe her kitchen needs to be done. She's trying to build a business. And you don't step forth to assist her with remodeling her home, whether you maybe you can't or you just don't. Do you guys see that as a big deal? You think that is a deal breaker if a man don't participate in the growth of his partner? Do you guys see that as a deal breaker? Or you feel like, hey, it is what it is. She should just do her own thing, or maybe she don't need the kitchen done, or whatever. How do you guys look at situations like that? Because a lot of times I've heard women do complain about some men that they are particularly dating, and if they are in a, if they're meeting at point in their life where they may have a struggle, maybe they need to get a car repair or something like that, the man that they're with don't move forward to assist them and just kind of leave it up to them to handle that. Like, how, what's y'all take on that?
Well, just real briefly, I think, you know, if anything that has to do with, like, the car or maintenance or, you know, stuff around the house and, you know, things like that, I think the man should handle that. Now, if it's something personal that she's doing on the side or on her own, I think I'm not sure if he's wrong if she don't ask for help. Like, say she needs something done and she don't ask. Like, I don't think he's wrong. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It just depends on the scenario. But as far as something with the car, maintenance, I think, yeah, the man should step up and handle that for his partner, spouse, wife, whatever, in my opinion. So, just real briefly.
I agree. It's for lack of time's sake.
So what if she don't just say, I ask, but she just say, you know, I'm trying, if he called one day and she, you know, like, hello, just sound a little down, he like, well, what's wrong? She's like, well, I'm trying to, you know, get this done, and, you know, it's just kind of frustrating. And then even from there, he don't take it a step further. Initiate as a leader and as a potential head. And
right.
How do
you
figure that?
Saying if this is somebody that you're married to and something needs to
no,
get
they're,
done?
They're not married, but they're dating. They've been courting for over a year, maybe 2 years or so. They just haven't officially moved in and made it official. Mainly the woman is concerned because of those types of situations like that, where if she's expressing some type of, you know, situation where she may need some assistance, but he don't, as the man and someone who is trying to pursue her, he don't try to step in and take the load off. He just like, well, you know, he just kind of brush it under. He don't try to actively do anything.
Right. Yeah, I hear that, but I'm also a believer that you should maybe ask. Your closed mouth don't get fed. You should ask. Sometimes, I mean, a man, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Although he wants to make sure that his woman is protected, that's why I'm saying if it's something that has to do with the car or something where, you know, it's protected, where she needs to get somewhere, A to B, whatever, yeah, I think he should probably say something. You know, if he's in a position where he can help, yeah, he should help. You know? I think if he's in a position to help, yeah, he should definitely help. But, you know, it depends on the scenario. But I think in most cases, yes, you know, he should help.
All right. Okay. Well, this was a good discussion. And thank everybody for tuning in with us on this Oreo Day Sunday. We appreciate it. Tune in with us next week. Topic ideas, feel free to send us an email at yahoo.com. Check us out on Facebook. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter. Peace. See you next week.
Peace.
Stand on your square. We on the earn. We about to earn up. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things here. We've been going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
Like,